So tonight I wanted to share with you what was on my heart. Nate was talking about what he was going to talk on Sunday, and he's like, I'm going to talk about the Holy Spirit, you know, listening to the Holy Spirit. I was like, you can't share that message. That's my message. But no, God can figure that out. He can give us both different messages. But he's like, you can piggyback on my message. I'm like, okay. But I really believe that this message goes along with his message, but it's still very different because we need to know God's will. And we not only need to know it, but we need to do it. Because it's not just enough to know it. And sometimes that's the hardest part, is trying to figure out what in the world does God want me to do. But then actually being obedient to it. I know many times people hear or say, you know, it's a mystery what God's going to do, right? You never know what's going to happen, you know. His ways are higher than our ways. And yes, there is scriptures about that. Yes, his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. But that doesn't mean he can't reveal his thoughts to us, right? There's a Christian song that I actually really like. It's called My Savior, My God. But the first line in it, it always used to bother me, and I didn't know why. It says, I'm not skilled to understand what God has willed and God has planned. And he used to rub me the wrong way every time I'd hear it. And I'm like, what is up with that? But the truth is, I believe, and the scripture says, it is God's will for us to know God's will. And he's not trying to hide things from us. I just think about, you know, if you live life without knowing what his plan is for you, or what, not knowing, you know, what his plan is in a certain decision, it's like going into a dark room without any light and trying to figure your way out. You know, it's possible, but it's going to be really difficult, you know. It's going to be hard. You're going to be crawling around, feeling around, probably get a couple of bumps and bruises through the process. The same thing with your kids. I mean, you could tell your kids, I really want you to do something, but don't tell them what you want them to do. They could go around the room trying to do a bunch of stuff, but they may hit on it or they may not. You know, it's going to take them a while, right? I just don't think God is like that, you know? I don't think he's trying to play this game with us for us to figure it all out and then you know, may hit on it, maybe. I believe it's God's will for us to know his will. He wants for us to know it. Because if we know it, then we can do it. And that was his whole point in the first place. He wanted us to do it, right? So in Ephesians 1, 8, and 9, this is the NIV, it says, with all wisdom and understanding, he made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure. He made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure. It is his good pleasure that we would know the mystery of his will. That's his good pleasure. Colossians 1:9, this is the NIV, it says, we continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of his will. This is Paul writing. He would not be writing this prayer if it wasn't God's will for you to know his will, right? So he's writing this prayer so that we would know his will. And the Spirit gives us the knowledge we need. So what in the world, when you say God's will, what does that even mean? Because it sounds so spiritual, right? It sounds so spiritual. But his will is just his desire for us, his purpose for us, what pleasures him for us or about us, what one wishes. So when you say God's will, he wishes you to do this, you know. And even his commands are his will. Because you think about it. If I tell my kids, go to sleep, what is my will for them right at that moment? Go to sleep. And I'm going to command them to do that. You know? Does that mean they always do it? No. But that's okay. If I said, go clean your room, my will is at that moment for them to clean your room, right? Well, the same thing with God. His desire for us is in it's in the Word. He commands things in the Bible, and that is His will for us to do those things if He commands them, right? So let's look in. So how in the world do we know God's will? Let's look in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. This is the New King James Version. It says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Now, Pastor Z found a message on this just not too long ago. It was really good. If you didn't get to listen to it, go back. But she talked about being a living sacrifice, that it's our reasonable service. That's not even, I mean, God's not even asking us to do much. It's just our reasonable service. So we want to focus on the next verse in verse 2. It says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Here's that word again, will of God. So don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The Word is what renews our mind, right? So in order to prove what is good, acceptable, and the perfect will of God, we have to know the Word. We have to know the Word. And I know we're Word people, y'all. I know we're Word people. I'm a Word person. I love the Word. But as Word people, I think sometimes we neglect the Word. I mean, am I wrong? Because we've read it so many times, we think, oh, we got it. I mean, have you ever been there? I've been there. I've been praying about something, and I've read healing scriptures like 14 million times, you know? And so you start praying about it. You forget just to get into the Word about it. You just go straight into the praying and thank you, Lord, for my healing. But sometimes all the time is good to go back and look at the Word, because the Word is what transforms our thinking. And it's so easy to forget what God's will is because we forget His Word. Because we know the desires that He has for us when we look at the Word. So, I know this is not class or anything, but y'all can shout out to me, okay? So, what are some things that we already know from the Word that is God's will? Health. Yes, healing. Preach the gospel. Prosperity. Anything else? Joy, peace. Anything. All those are right answers. Correcto. Be saved. Yes. Forgive. Walk in love. Know the truth. That we are ministry of reconciliation, that we bring people to God. Yes. Filled with the Spirit. Be a light. Y'all know the Word. Good job. That was me testing you. See if you can prove what is God's will. No, it's good. That is really good. Yes. We know the Word, and we know there's a lot in the Word that tells us what His will is. Some of y'all touched on these, but I just looked up some scriptures for the actual words will of God and see if there was anything in there that was interesting to me, because there's always interesting things. Of course, we know, thank you, Al, there for being saved, but 1 Timothy, you don't have to look these up, Sharon. These are not on my list. 1 Timothy 2, 3 through 4 says that it's His will that all men should be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. We know that. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 19, it says, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." 1 Thessalonians 4, 3 says, "It is God's will that you be sanctified or holy, that you should avoid sexual immorality." This is God's will. 1 Peter 2, 15, "For it's God's will that you, by doing good, should silence the ignorant talk." It's God's will for you to do good. We know the commands in the Bible, go and preach the gospel to all creatures. We know it says, baptize everybody, all nations. We know it says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. If you see something in the Word that is a command, we know that's His will. That's what He desires for us to do. So if you had no clue, like, what God wanted you to do with your life, just totally had no clue, you can start with what the Bible says is God's will, because there's so much in there, you probably could fill your whole life with what it says is His will. Like, go preach the gospel to every creature. That could take a while. I'm just saying. You know? I mean, it says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances. That's something I could do. You know, I could give thanks in all circumstances. I could rejoice. I could pray. You know, I can be holy. I can do good. I mean, I think a lot of times we're looking for this big sign and this big bush experience, you know, the fire and the breath of God. But see, that's the reason God wrote it down. Because He knew we are sheep and we need some help sometimes. He wrote it down and He's like, it's right here with you all the time. This is me. This is my word. All you have to do is read it and then do it. You know, it seems really simple, I know, but you know, doing His will can be difficult, but He empowers us. He gives us the strength to do it. If He asks us to do it, then He's going to give us the ability to do it. He's not going to leave us hanging there. So, Brother Hagin always used to say, faith begins where the will of God is known. And I love that quote from him because it's true. If you want to believe God for something, you have to know His will on it. Right? You can't believe God for something you don't know if it's what He wants for you. And the only way you know His will is through the Word. So you got to know His Word to know His will. And so what came to me, and I'm going to try to say it several times so I don't forget it, but it says, where the Word of God is known, the will of God is shown. Where the Word of God is known, the will of God is shown. If we know the Word, then we know His will. Because that's His desire. That's His plan. That's what He wants for us. And when it says in Romans 12, it says, prove what is good and acceptable and perfect. You can't prove anything without some evidence, right? You got to have some evidence. So the Word is your evidence. This is your will. I know it's your will. And see, the thing is, the world will tell us all kinds of stuff. The world will tell us things that are so contrary to the Word. And we hear this constantly. We're bombarded with it constantly through all kinds of avenues. And unless we go back to the Word, we're going to believe what everybody else says. And even us that know the Word, it's so easy to forget, isn't it? Because you hear just religious talk or you hear something else and you're like, well, I wonder if that is true. You know? I wonder if God really does think that. But then you go back to the Word. That's our evidence. That's our proof. This is His will. Healing is His will. because it says it in the Word. I don't care what Grandma says. Well, you know, Grandma sometimes usually has good knowledge, but... The Word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. The Word illuminates His will to us. It tells us what we need to do. It shows us His plan. When you got a flashlight out in the woods, it shines where you need to walk. And you can walk and see where you're going because it shines. The Word will do that for you. And I know where it gets tricky is in those gray areas, right? Those areas that the Word doesn't exactly say. Like, go down the street and talk to so-and-so and fill out an application here. You know, it doesn't say specifics for each one of our lives. It has general subjects. But I will say that if you have anything going on in your life, there is something in the Word about it. Yeah. Whether it's school, job, relationships, marriage, kids, wisdom, finances, healing, whatever, there is something in the Word that you can find. And it will tell you something that you need to know about His will concerning, let's take relationships. You can find a lot of stuff about friendships in the Word. You can find a lot of stuff about husband and wife relationships in the Word. Find all those scriptures. Start there. And then things with your job. Well, find the scriptures on the work of your hands or hard work. There's a lot in there about hard work. Same thing with school. I mean, find all the things in there about, you know, people learning and understanding and wisdom. The Word has something to say about every subject. I don't think there's anything in there. Anything that's not in there that you can't find a scripture for. And then as you read and you meditate on the Word, that's when your thoughts start to line up with His thoughts and His Word. And then you start to think, you know what? God really did want me to have a job. You know, God does want my body to be well. Because it's so contrary to the way the world thinks. And the way that we feel, you know. If you have no Word, you have nothing to stand on. There's nothing to stand. There's nothing to have evidence or proof about to know His will. You gotta have His Word. That's what settles in our heart what His will is. Because I think a lot of it is when we're praying for something, we're not praying in faith because we're not settled on what God really wants for us. Right? Because we're unsure. And so we're praying, and we're just really not in faith. We're just praying fearful prayers, you know? And the most powerful prayers you can pray are prayers based on God's Word. Because He's already said it. All we're doing is we're just getting ourselves out of the way. And we're getting our bad thinking, stinking thinking out of the way. And we're just agreeing with Him. Right? So, if once we start finding the scriptures that we need, now it's time to pray. Pray based on God's Word. That's very, very important. Start there. And then take some time to pray the prayer of consecration. Because if you want to know God's will, you got to get your will out of the way. Right? Because a lot of times we come into prayer biased, you know, thinking like, okay, God, give me peace about this job because I really like this job, you know. And y'all, God knows us better than we know ourselves, better than our spouses know us, better than anybody in all of creation. He created us. He knit us together in our mother's womb. He laid out our days in His book before we were even born. He knows every moment, every second of everything, of our lives. So why do we want to try to do it on our own and try to do our own way? Because we just make it hard on ourselves sometimes, you know? If we could just trust Him and say, God, You know me better than I know me. You know what's best for me. You know what is best for my family. Lord, I just lay down my will right now. And I ask You to show me what Your will is right now. You know, Jesus was really good at this, right? He was good at this because, you know what? He said when He came down from heaven. That's not good English. When He came down from heaven, He came to do the will of His Father. That's what He came for. And I'm telling you, Jesus knew that it was not always easy to follow His will and His plan, because you know in the Garden of Gethsemane what He went through. He was like, you know, this is tough. I don't really want to do this, even though I know it's Your will and Your plan. He said, if You could just let this cup pass from me, do it, Lord. But he laid His own will down and said, not My will, but Your will be done. And I think a lot of times when we think of that scripture, we think, oh, God's going to ask us to do something crazy, you know. No. God is going to do what's best for you, what's good. We know Jeremiah 29:11. He came to bring us a hope and a future. You know, He's not here to bog us down with some crazy. Jesus paid the price for us. We don't have to do the same thing Jesus did. Thank You, Jesus. We don't have to die. We don't have to suffer like He suffered. He did that for us. But there may be some things that are bigger than you that may not feel that great in the moment. And He may ask you to do those things. But in the on the other side, you're better. In 1 John 2:16 through 17... just making sure I have some time. It says, for all that is in the world, the cravings of sinful man, the lust of his eyes, the boasting of what he has and does, comes not from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desires pass away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever. I love this scripture just because it says, and this is a different translation, but it says, for all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh, the desires of the eyes, the pride of life, it's not from the Father, but it's from the world. And the world's just passing away along with all its desires. But whoever does the will of God abides forever. I love that because it's just like what we're talking about, just laying down the desires, our own desires, laying down our own will, laying down our pride, laying down what we want. You know, that's tough. I'm telling you, it's tough, but with God's help, we can do it. But like I said, He's not trying to get us to lay those things down so that He can do something bad to us. You know, He's trying to get us to lay those things down because He usually has a lot better than what we can come up with. I'll be honest. My thinking sometimes when I'm asking God for something, it's like way down here. You know? I'm like, I just want scrape by. You know, kind of thinking. But His desire is abundantly above all we can ask or think. I mean, it's bigger than we could even imagine. And it's good. And He may ask us to do some things that are a little uncomfortable sometimes, like going to tell somebody the gospel. But on the other side, they get to live forever with Him in heaven. And you get to be a part of what they... That's so cool. That's so cool to be a part of what God's plan is on this earth. His plan is for every man, woman, child to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Being part of that plan is cool. Right? But a lot of times when we're praying, it's so hard to get our mind just to shut up. Have you ever had that issue? Where your mind's just going all over the place and you're thinking all these things and you're like, but what if this doesn't work? And what if this works? And okay. We've got to choose when we're praying to quiet our minds and stop the nonsense. And not let our emotions run wild when we're trying to make decisions and trying to figure out His will. Because our emotions will sway us one way or the other. And many times when we're really emotional, and I'm talking to mostly ladies because I know we have emotions out the wazoo. We have to choose to quiet our emotions to hear from the Holy Spirit. Because our emotions just get us all out of whack. And we just can't hear anything. Now, I'm sure there's some guys here that needed that too. Come on. But once we can quiet our mind and choose to listen to Him, it's time to pray in the Spirit. Right? We know His will. We've consecrated ourselves to Him. We said, not my will, but your will be done, Lord. Now we got to pray in the Spirit because, just like Nate said on Sunday, He is our guide. Think about it. I mean, back in the day when there was no GPS, I was in a lot of trouble. I'm just saying. I did not have a very good sense of direction. And those maps, I'm telling you, they confused me. I would open them up and I'd pull on the side of the road. You know, I'm looking all directions and I inherited my mom's very bad sense of direction. And so I would be lost all the time. Just happens. And we didn't have those GPSs. Thank God for GPSs. Yes, Lord. Can we testify? But God put a GPS inside of us that is our guide to life. He knows the end from the beginning. He knows all things. He has all wisdom, all understanding. He knows every subject. He knows what's right and wrong. He knows the truth. He's the Spirit of truth. So He's right on the inside. We got inside information. And we just need to tap into it. How do we tap into it? We just got to get out of the way. Get our thinking out of the way. Get our will out of the way. And just yield ourselves to the Holy Spirit. And listen on the inside. I love the scriptures in Romans 26 and 27. 8, 26 and 27. You can pull those up for me. Romans 8, 26 and 27. And the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for. But the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. And the Father who knows all hearts knows what the Spirit is saying. For the Spirit pleads for us believers in harmony with God's own will. See, when we're praying in the Spirit, we're praying out God's perfect will. Because the Spirit is praying through us. And we're praying out mysteries. And just like Jason was talking about last week, wasn't it last week? We can pray that we would have the interpretation of what we're praying in tongues. Our mind is unfruitful when we're praying in tongues, but God can reveal to us the interpretation, the mysteries, the will of God that we're praying out. So when we're praying in the Spirit, we're not only praying in the Spirit, but we're praying in English. We're praying with the Spirit and praying with understanding. And we're just speaking out whatever God gives us. But the things to focus on in praying in the Spirit is, number one, Lord, what's my next step? And then help me find peace. Because a lot of times when we're trying to make a decision or we aren't sure which way to go, we're looking for this huge big picture like I was talking about. Like, in 20 years, Lord, what do you want me to do? You know, it's hard. Because if he told you in 20, you wouldn't get it. I wouldn't get it. So we just need to focus on the next step. Lord, what is my next step? I'm looking for a job, Lord. Who should I go talk to? Where should I put my application? Show me the next step, Lord. And then find peace. If you have several options, it's a great time to say them out loud when you're praying in the Holy Spirit. Lord, should I go this way? Should I go this way? Or should I go that way? And just listen on the inside. Where is your peace? Peace. Holy Spirit always leads us by peace. He always leads us by peace. And we got to find peace. Sometimes you got to search for it. Diligently search for it. But you'll find it. Because the Holy Spirit will reveal it to you. This is the way of peace. So what if, I'm just saying, what if you do all these things and you still have no clue what to do? I mean, y'all, I've been there. I've stood on the Word. I've prayed the first consecration. I've prayed in the Spirit, and I still don't have a real direction on what to do. Have you ever been there? Okay. So what do you do? What you do is you don't become discouraged, right? But you trust the Lord that He will show you. What I normally do is I just go about my business. Okay, Lord, I prayed about that. I'm trusting You. You're a good Father. You're revealing things to me. And I'm just going to go about whatever I need to do for that day. And I'm going to trust as I'm doing what I need to do that You're revealing things to me. And so I'm not going to worry about it. Because that is not time to worry. It's just time to trust. Because it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He'll make your path straight. So trust Him. Don't lean on your understanding, because you can't figure it out on your own. So you take baby steps towards the direction that you feel the Lord leading. And you don't have to commit to a bunch of things. Just take baby steps. Right? Fill out an application. Go on a first date. Where's Grayson? Just kidding. Fill out the application to college. You know? I mean, there's so much that you can do without, you know, changing your whole life. And then just check your peace. Because I think about it, I'm sorry I refer to kids all the time. I'm sorry for those people that don't have kids. But when you have kids, it's like your whole life. And so it reminds you so much of your relationship with God. So that's why it parallels for me a lot. So if my little Adelie was running towards the street and just going to run straight into the street, what am I going to do? I'm going to yell. I'm going to say, stop. No, 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 no. And I'm going to just go and grab her and bring her back. Right? So if I as a parent can do that for my kids, do you think Father God is good enough that He will do that for us? Just like we can be led by peace, we can also listen for those warning signals that the Holy Spirit says, stop, don't do that. Back up. You just got to trust Him. He's going to tell you if you go the wrong way. And if, for whatever reason, you make the worst decision ever, right? Because I've made one or two, you know. God is so good. He's so faithful that He will work everything out for our good. And He will get us back on the right track. Now, do I recommend going the wrong way? No, because there's heartache and there's time and there's investments that you can't get back. But we don't have to be paralyzed in fear to make a decision, because God is faithful. I remember when I was trying to decide which college to go to, that was a big decision. And I couldn't figure it out. And I only applied to one college, so I don't know how I was, like, having a hard time with it. But I was just concerned that this might not be the right one and I needed to apply for more. But I was praying about it, and I just really never heard a clear, like, yes, walk in this way, you know, kind of thing. I didn't feel a check about it, but I didn't really feel like a great peace about it. I just was like, I got nothing, Lord, you know. But I said, God, I was in my car. I like to pray in my car. I don't know about y'all. But I was in my car on campus after I had registered. And I said, Lord, if I'm going the wrong direction, just show me. I mean, I'll make it right, you know. I'll do something else if you want me to do it. I just need to know. And I left it at that. I'm like, God, you're going to have to show me. If you want me to go a different way, show me. And I guess I made the right decision, because I met that guy. But there's times where you don't necessarily have this great big revelation. But I believe God is faithful, that He'll show you if you're going the wrong way. And He'll show you the right way if He tells you you're going the wrong way. He's faithful. He wants to reveal His will to us. But like I said, it's our endeavor to make the right decision the first time. Wisdom is actually making the right decision every single time. So when we ask God for wisdom and He says He'll give it to us generously, then we can trust that we're going to make the right decision every single time. If there was anything I could instill in my kids, it would be listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Teach them to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Because when I'm not there, He's their guide. He's their spirit of truth. Exactly what they need, exactly the right moment. And I tell you, the Holy Spirit in my life has kept me from a lot of junk. And He's put me on the right path. Even when I was clueless, He's helped me to get on the right path. So listening to the Holy Spirit is vital. Do you have those sheets? What time is it? Okay. But if for whatever reason you don't know how to pray in the Holy Spirit yet, maybe you haven't been baptized in the Holy Spirit yet, this is something for all of us, those that are baptized in the Holy Spirit and those that are not. And it's easy to receive, and I suggest you receive it. It's so good. And I'll be glad to help you if you don't know. Is praying the Ephesians prayers. And praying the Colossians prayers. Rhonda's going to hand out, and the ushers are going to hand out some of the Ephesians and the Colossians prayers. And in there, Paul is praying for us to receive wisdom, understanding, enlightenment, revelation, knowledge of His will. And they're just so good. If you didn't know what to pray, you could just pray those. So we're going to just take this last few minutes And we're going to pray these for ourselves. That sound good? If you don't want to put yourself in there, you can put your family or other names. This is something to take home. I like practical stuff. I can take this home. I can do it right now. Oh, yeah. So, Ephesians 1, 17 through 21. We're going to do it together. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of my understanding being enlightened, that I may know what is the hope of His calling, what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power toward me who believes, according to the working of His mighty power, which He worked in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is not named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. All right, Ephesians 3, 14 through 19. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that He would grant me, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might through His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, that I, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. All right, on this next one, I want you to notice the knowledge of His will. Colossians 1, 9 through 14. For this reason, I also, since the day I heard it, do not cease to pray and to ask that I may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that I may walk worthy of, fully pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthening with all might for all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified me to be partakers in the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered me from the power of darkness and conveyed me into the kingdom of the Son of His love, in whom I have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. Amen. I love this part. It says, I ask that I may be filled with the knowledge of His will, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that I may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. I love that part because when we walk in His will, that's what we are. We're fully pleasing to Him. And that's the life I want to live. I want to live in His will because He knows me best and He knows what I need best. And I want to walk in His will because I know it will please Him, because He's done so much for me. You know? And He wants to reveal to us His will. He doesn't want us to be in the dark trying to figure it out. So we just got to trust Him to reveal it to us. All right, let's pray and I'll release you guys. Thank you so much, Father, for Your word today. I thank You that You are filling us with all wisdom and all understanding, that we may know Your will for our lives. You know exactly what You created us for, that You have a purpose, a plan, a thing that is so good that we couldn't even imagine it. And so, God, I thank You for revealing it to us now. Filling us with all the wisdom we need, filling us with all the understanding, that Your Spirit on the inside of us is our guide, and we listen to Him, we're open to Him, we know His voice, and we follow His voice. And we're not going to be in the dark, because You're a good Father. and you love us and you want to show us what your plan. So God, we ask right now that you show us the next step, whatever we're believing for, Lord, whatever we need to know. God, show us the next step. Show us what to do. Show us how to do it. Show us who to talk to. Show us where to go. And I thank you that we'll be fully obedient when you tell us. That you give us the power to be obedient. You give us the power to will and do your will. And we trust you with it tonight. In Jesus' holy name, amen. All right. Y'all have a good night.